Hey, it's your girl China, and I'm back with the Festival of China. And on today's episode, I'm definitely going to tackle one of the most hardest, difficult things to deal with when it comes to relationships and friendships. And it doesn't matter what culture you are, what race you are. I'm sure there's plenty of people who have dealt with someone with narcissistic personality disorder. So that's what today's episode is basically about. I'm going to give you a brief overview of what it is to have a narcissistic personality disorder so that you can identify what type of people you've dealt with, maybe in your past or present, who may have or is suffering from this disorder. So let's jump right into it. So one of the several types of personality disorders is basically a mental condition in which people have an inflated sense of their own importance, a deep need for excessive attention and admiration, troubled relationships, and lack of empathy for others. But behind this mass of extreme confidence lies a fragile self-esteem that's vulnerable to the slightest criticism. So basically, it's pretty direct, honestly. But basically, it's a person who's suffering from this disorder basically feels like their needs are more important than others. They don't empathize with others. And when I say empathize, they don't ever come out and say, hey, you know, the problem may be me. You know what I mean? I understand how you feel. Your feelings will never be validated when it comes to a person like this. They will never care about how they are making you feel, just about their own importance of what makes them happy or blame you or point the finger. It basically mass of extreme confidence, meaning they really believe everything that they say, like pathological liars, basically believe everything they say. And then when they say fragile self-esteem and it's vulnerable, meaning they don't even have confidence within themselves. They don't love themselves, to me. You know what I mean? Having experience with multiple people who suffer from this disorder. Basically, a narcissistic personality disorder causes problems in many areas of life. Many. It's not just when you feel like it's just you. Oh my God, I must be the only person going through this or dealing with this person. Like, no. All areas of their life, they cause issues. Such as relationships, whether it be at work, whether it be at school, and with their financial affairs. They're no good with money. People with narcissistic personality disorder may be generally unhappy, disappointed when they're not giving the special favors or admiration they believe they deserve. A lot of this stems from home. A lot of this stems from the upbringing, being enabled, being pacified, not being told when they're wrong, glorifying them regardless if they're right or wrong in a relation, in a situation that arises. Not making them feel bad for the things or the problems that they've caused, or wanting better for them. They may find relationships unfulfilling. Others may not enjoy being around them. You know, when you're dealing with someone who has this disorder, when you feel uneasy around them, when you get antsy, if your anxiety, if you suffer from anxiety, and your anxiety tends to go off and you feel antsy, you feel uncomfortable, you feel irritated, you feel automatically sad, you feel mad whenever this person gets around you. The energy just feels different. Treatment for a narcissistic personality disorder, they have several centers around, like for psychotherapy, but a lot of this goes unnoticed, especially in the Black community, because I know I've talked about this on one of my episodes. In the Black community, and I'm not saying all Black people when I say this, it's hard for them to believe that it's such thing as mental illness. Like, they always have have justified reasons for people's actions. Oh, please, don't put a label. That's what Caucasian people do. They label. Oh, we're not going to put a label on it. That's just how they are. And I'm tired of people saying, that's just who I am, or that's just who I am. For me, I'm at an age where I don't think I know everything. I'm also teachable. I'm also a quick learner. I also know what I don't tolerate. Yes, I put myself through things that I know I have no business putting myself through. And it's not because I don't have the value. It's just that because, you know, I'm an empath. I empathize with people. You know what I mean? I try to see the good in everything. I'm also a Sagittarius. Not that it matters. Not that, you know what I'm saying? We're not going to base this on signs, because a lot of that crap is just like, it has nothing to do with sign. It has to do with the person. You know what I mean? So I'm just going to run down a couple of symptoms of how you know you're dealing with someone with a narcissistic personality disorder. And what signs to look for when it comes to, if you think, you know what I mean, someone around you may have or may is suffering from this disorder. So people with this disorder can, number one, have an exaggerated sense of self-importance. Like, they think that they're so important, your needs are not important, you know what I mean? Their needs are more important than yours. How they feel is more important than your feelings. As far as financially, they feel like you owe them. They feel a sense of entitlement. Have a sense of entitlement, like I said, and require constant excessive admiration. Like, they want an award for everything they do, whether it be something they're supposed to be doing or not. They feel like they're obligated to that, and they give very little back in return. Like, the energy is just never reciprocated. They expect to be recognized as a superior even without achievements that warrant it. They want to be warranted for things that they're supposed to do as an adult. Like, if they aren't working and what they can do at the time, because they can't financially help you out, is clean up, you can definitely get a response like, well, at least I cleaned up. Like, man, you're supposed to be doing those things. Let's not get that twisted. You know what I mean? They exaggerate achievements and talents. Like, they boast about things that either, if it happened, they over-exaggerate it. They drag it out to make it seem like they're the best person in the world. They have no flaws. It's you with all the flaws. They are preoccupied with fantasies about success, power, brilliance, beauty, or the perfect mate. They feel like they can do no wrong. Like, they're the best person in the world, the best girlfriend or the best boyfriend in the world, like, and everything that you try to help them fix, they don't see a problem with, because it's not them. They feel like it's you. They believe that they are superior and can only associate with equally special people. They feel like, you know what I mean, oh, okay, well, I'm not this person, or I no longer act like that, but I don't have to fix it. Like, no, you have to fix every part of you in order for you to feel like you're this great person. To me, no one's perfect. That's number one. A lot of us are still learning. You know what I mean? It's never too late to learn. It's never too late to say, I'm sorry. It's never too late to say, I understand. What can I do better? And actually do it. Not just say that because it sounds good. You know what I mean? Monopolize conversations and belittle or look down on people they perceive as inferior. So, when you're trying to let a person with a narcissistic personality disorder, let them know how you feel, they tend to take over the conversation with, let me finish, let me talk. Meanwhile, when it's your go, they're not letting you do the same. They're not letting you talk. They're cutting you off, because they're not listening with the intent to hear how you feel. They're listening with the intent to respond and to justify their actions. They take advantage of others to get what they want. Basically, they're saying a person with a narcissistic personality disorder is a big user. They benefit. If they can't benefit from you, it's like, what do I need from this person? I don't need you, so I'm not going to do the best that I can. But when they need you, they try to play this role. You know what I mean? For, like I said, with the sense of self-entitlement. They're envious of others and believe others envy them. Meaning, they can be jealous of their partner, their wife, their girlfriend, their boyfriend, their husband. And feel like they deserve more than what they're willing to give. They behave in an arrogant, haughty manner, coming across as conceited, boastful, and pretentious. meaning they think they're better than what they actually are. They tend to live a life that's not reality. They tend to be very delusional. Insist on having the best of everything. For instance, the best car, the best office, but their pockets are not matching. Are not matching their matching what's being realistic. Like, you can't realistically have money for this if you can't afford to keep up or maintain it. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, people with narcissistic personality disorder have trouble handling anything they perceive as criticism. And they can. Meaning they can't take constructive criticism without being on defense. Because they're always going to justify or validate your feelings. Like, try to make you feel like, okay, maybe I'm bugging. When really you're not. Because you're allowed to say what you don't agree with. You're allowed to say what you feel is wrong. And if someone is asking you for your opinion and then they choose to get mad, it's like, my nigga, why bother? You know what I mean? They have significant interpersonal problems and easily feel slighted. Like, any little thing you say to them, it's like, oh my God, you gotta walk on eggshells because you don't know how this person might take it by telling them the truth, the honest truth. Because you know what? They're so used to hearing a lie and having their ego stroke that they don't even know when someone's telling them the truth. They react with rage, contempt, and try to belittle the other person to make them feel superior. So say if you're having a conversation with your partner, whether it be your girlfriend or your boyfriend, and you try to come to them about what you feel is not working within the relationship or what you're unhappy about, and you know, you give them an ultimatum and you be like, you know what, this is it, I'm not gonna deal with it, you're out of here. You know what I mean? I don't want you, say if they're staying with you. And that's when they start turning angry, try to make you feel bad, make you feel like you're wrong for your feelings, try to validate how you feel, and try to use aggression as a way to manipulate you. Like, oh, if you try to kick me out, I'll fuck you up, I'll do this, I'll kill you, da 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 da, I'll get my brothers, I'll get my sisters out, you know what I mean? I'll get my cousins to come fuck you up. Shit like that. They feel depressed and moody because they fall short of perfection. Because they're so busy trying to live an image that they're not and trying to compete with people where they don't compare, they're always mad, they're always sad, they're always worried about what's not going right with them instead of focusing on the good things that they have. They can't enjoy the good things because they're so worried about the things that they don't have. You know what I mean? And what can cause a narcissistic personality disorder is the development with mental health, basically. So a narcissistic disorder is likely complex, and it may be linked to the environment. When I say environment, it can match a parent-child relationship, excessive adoration from a parent, excessive criticism that is poorly attuned to the child's experience. Like, okay, there are some parents who still enable their children to the point where they'll say how they really feel to someone else before they come to their child themselves, in fear of the child will run away or the child will be angry at them, and they don't want them to have that type of friction between them and their child because they know how their child would react if they were to tell them the truth. So instead, they would stroke their ego. They would definitely dumb it down and make their child feel like, oh, nothing is wrong. Even when they come to them about situations in their life as an adult, and they know damn well their child is wrong, they'll blame it on the other person just to make their child feel better about themselves. It also can be genetic. Their parent could also be a narcissist. It can be a generational thing. But sometimes you have to break those generational curses, because if everything always goes wrong from one generation in your family to the next, then maybe it's time to put it at a stop and actually seek help and actually be responsible for our actions. You know what I mean? Narcissistic personality disorder affects more than males than females. So when you're having a conversation with a guy and you come out and you're like, oh, you're just a narcissist, and he tries to tell you, no, that's what you are, studies show that it affects more males than it does females. So it often begins in the teens and into early adulthood. So it's not, oh, you can't change a man as they get older, because, you know what I mean, if they don't want to change, then it's not going to happen. They can say it all they want to, but if the actions show otherwise, then hey, it's time to step away and let them, whoever enables them, let them deal with it, right? So although the cause of narcissistic personality disorder is not known, some researchers think that it's biologically vulnerable in children, parenting styles that are overprotective or neglectful. When I say overprotective, when a parent does not allow their child to fall on their face, does not allow their child to be wrong at any cost, like whether it be in school, whether it be at home, whether it be in a relationship, whether it be work, you know what I mean? They always, praise the child. And so they grow up to be an adult who's this arrogant person who thinks they know everything. And it's just difficult for anyone to be around them or have a conversation with them. And so the complications of a narcissistic personality disorder and other conditions that can occur along with it can include relationship difficulties. That's the number one thing. Problems at work or school. That's number two. Depression and anxiety. Physical health problems. Drug or alcohol misuse. Suicidal thoughts or behavior. There are preventions that can be taken in place. But first of all, the person themselves has to take accountability before someone can help them. That's number one. And you can get treatment as soon as possible as a child if you notice it within your child. You can participate in family therapy to learn healthy ways to communicate or to cope with conflicts or emotional distress. Because sometimes it can be super difficult for the person who has to deal, not wanting to deal, but has to deal with this person. It becomes difficult to actually, you know, let this person know, like, yo, you need help, because they're so far gone sometimes where they don't actually believe that they need help. They believe that you're just attacking them. So there's also opportunities to attend parenting classes and seek guidance. I feel like we don't all know the answers, and we should never be not teachable. You know what I'm saying? And when it goes to being a narcissist, I'm going to give you like some signs that will be helpful for you to know that you're dating a narcissist, that you're not bugging, that you're not going crazy, you know what I mean? That you're not, you know, feeling like, you know, oh, I'm such an empath, oh, I have to, you know, be nice because maybe they're going through something. Like, no, they need help. So I'm just going to break them down. So they were charming as fuck at first. So it could start off as a fairy tale almost, like when you're in the relationship, like that's the honeymoon phase and everything's going great. They're just this great person. They're doing everything to cater to your needs. And you almost skip the red flags where they're finessing you, where they're being a narcissist. So maybe they was texting you on time, and that's something you probably shouted out, like, yo, all I need is someone who's consistent. Who when I'm texting them, I can get a text within 5 minutes, within a few, you know, hours. I don't have to wait all day. And you're just getting butterflies. And maybe they tell you how smart you are, how they emphasize on how compatible you are with them. Even just started seeing each other. Maybe if it's the first day, the first week, and they just so in love, and they, oh my God, where have you been all my life? You're an angel. Oh my God, like, you're the best person. I will forever appreciate you. Narcissists think they deserve to be with other people who are special, and the special people are the ones who we can appreciate fully. You know what I mean? But as soon as something disappoints them and they can't turn to you for help, they usually have no idea exactly what you did. So how narcissists treat you, or when you turn or when they turn on you, actually has nothing to do with you. I just want you to know that. And it has everything to do with them. So if someone came too strong at the beginning, be wary. We all love to feel lusted for or loved. You know what I'm saying? We all want real love, and we want to be nurtured, and we, you know what I mean? We all want that growth. If you think it's too early for them to really love you, it probably is. Or if you feel that they don't know enough about you to actually love you, they probably don't. Period. So another thing to look for is they hog the conversation talking about how great they are. So say if you're mentioning something you're happy with this person that you're dating, and you're trying to let them know, you know, what's going on with you, you have some good news. A narcissist loves to constantly talk about their own accomplishment and achievements and grandeur. So they'll kind of cut you off and be like, oh yeah, because I used to do this and I used to do that. Not even talking about current events or what they got going on right now here. they're busy focused on the fucking past. They do this because they feel better and smarter than everyone else. And also because it helps them create an appearance of being self-assured. It helps them with their delusional thoughts, basically. They're also too busy talking about themselves to even listen to you. So say, I'm sure you haven't been in a relationship, ladies, we're going to talk about, because they said that men are, it's mostly narcissistic personality disorder is mostly found in the male specimen. So, ladies, I'm sure you dated someone where you would have a conversation with them and you're basically, you know, letting them know something you're happy about, and they just automatically turn to the conversation about them or tell you their problems or even venting to you that you don't even get a chance to let them know how you feel, what's going on with you, or what has been going on with you. So therefore, they're too busy talking about themselves to even listen to you. So the warning is to part two here is, first, your partner won't stop talking about themselves. And second, your partner won't engage in a conversation about you. So it's never going to be about you. It's always going to be about them and what they deserve and what they used to do for people and what they feel. You know what I'm saying? So I want you to ask yourself, what happens when you talk about yourself? Do they follow up with a question, express interest, or learn about you? Or do they brush off what you have going on, your goals, what you're trying to get into, to make it about them? Okay? Another thing is, they feed off your compliments. So narcissists may seem like they're the super self-confident, but according to most people, right, they need a lot of praise, and if you're not giving it to them, they'll fish for it. So say if you're not opening up with like, oh, you're so handsome, oh, you did a great job, thank you so much, congratulations on buying this and that, or your new certificate, or your new degree, okay? That's why they're constantly looking at you as if, for you to tell them something great. Because narcissists use other people. So people who are typically highly empathetic, like me, I'm a super empath. Like, I'm a nurturer by nature. I'm a Sagittarius. I don't know if this has anything to do with it, but I know that I'm an empath. I feel when someone's mad. I feel when someone's sad. I know when they're happy because I feel things. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes it fucks with my anxiety. It puts me in a dark place, especially if I feel like unhelpful to a situation. You know what I mean? I'm a nurturer by nature, meaning, you know, I don't mind being generous. I don't mind looking out. But if that feeling is not reciprocated, I feel like I'm being used. I feel like I'm being walked all over. You know what I'm saying? And I've dealt with men like that. You know what I mean? So they need a sense of supply of self-worth to make them feel powerful. But because these narcissists' self-esteem is so low and their egos can be slightly, very easily, which increases the need for compliments. Like, they need to feel compliment. They need to be validated. They need to feel like they need a gold medal for everything, whether it's taking out the trash, whether it's buying something to eat. And it's the little things. They want a reward for things that are supposed to be normal. Things are that you're supposed to be doing. So people who are actually self-confident won't solely rely on you, which is me. I don't need to hear that I'm the best girlfriend in the world. I don't need to hear that I'm an amazing person, because I know those things. I know my worth. You know what I'm saying? So the main difference between people who are confident and those who are narcissists need others to lift them up and lift themselves up only by putting others down, right? Another thing, and the biggest thing to me, is someone with a narcissistic personality disorder, they lack empathy big time. Their lack of empathy or the ability to feel how other person feels is one of the hallmark characteristics of being a narcissist. Narcissists lack the skill to make you feel seen, validating, understood, or accepted, because they don't grasp the concept of feeling. They don't know what it's like to have a feeling. They don't know what it's like to be empathetic. So in translation, they do not have emotion that belongs to others. They only have the emotion for themselves. And to me, someone who's a narcissist don't even really love themselves. So does your partner care when you've had a bad day at work? Fight with your best friend or scuffle with your parents? Or do they get bored when you express the things that's making you mad and sad? Okay? So to empathize or to even sympathize is often the reason why many, if not all, narcissistic relationships eventually collapse and don't work out, whether it be romantic or not. Another thing is they don't have any or long-term real friendships. Most narcissists won't have a long-term real friend. Dig deeper into these connections. And you may notice that they only have casual acquaintances, buddies they trash talk, and nemesis. So you ever been with a narcissist man in a relationship, and the only thing they have to say about their friends is super negative things, like, or compare themselves to them and make themselves feel better or feel like this person, their friends owe them because they looked out for them or they did things for them. That's another thing to look out for. So as a result, they might lash out when you want to hang out with your friends because they don't have nobody to chill with, because they don't have an outlet, because they're bored. And these narcissists could be someone who is outside, but the minute you want to go outside, what are you doing? Where you at? I want to go do something. Knowing you're out with your friends, knowing you're out having fun, they want to come and interrupt that and berate the type of friends you have. Or try to tell you, oh, I don't think you should be around this person. This person is no good for you. But won't tell you I'm no good for you, basically. They constantly because they find something wrong with everything. Like, they complain a lot. You know what I mean? Their goal is to lower your self-esteem. Don't let that happen, ladies. Don't let that shit happen. Don't make any man make you feel less of a person because of their upbringing. A narcissist loves a reaction. Feel me? They'll knock you down, insult you, or make you feel inferior, like they're tougher than you. They like to gaslight you, basically. So you're no longer feel like the person you used to be. So you can feel more anxious and less confident than you used to be. They'll even hold you back from your dreams because they don't have dreams. You often wonder that if you're being too sensitive or insensitive to their feelings, because they try to make you feel guilty. They make you feel like you're everything, like everything you do is wrong. You always think it's your fault when you go wrong. You're apologizing more than they're apologizing to you. You're being real about your feelings. You're letting them know, like, you know what? I apologize. I know I could have said this better or I could have did this better, but they never give that back in return. You have a sense that something's wrong, but you aren't able to identify what it is. Because they're good finessers. You often question whether your response to your partner is appropriate or not. Because they'll try to fuck with your head and make you feel like you're bugging the fuck out. And you're not bugging. You make excuses for your partner. You make excuses for your partner's behavior. Because you try to justify it. Because they try to make you feel guilty and feel bad. Don't let these motherfuckers do that shit. I'm telling you. Another thing is they dance around defining the relationship. So there are thousands of reasons someone might want to leave your relationship. Maybe they're polyamorous. You've both agreed to be in friends with benefits situations. Or you're simply keeping it casual. But if your partner is exhibiting some of the other symptoms on this list, you won't commit. It's likely a red flag. Some narcissists will expect you to treat them like your partner, so they can reap the intimate emotional and sexual benefits while also keeping an eye out for the prospects they deem superior. In fact, you may notice that your partner flirts with or looks at others in front of you. And this can be in a relationship, not an open relationship. I'm talking about a real relationship, like I love you, you love me. They will definitely flirt in front of you. You know what I'm saying? And make you feel like you're bugging out or... And have a nerve to be overprotective about you. So it's basically a lose-lose situation. They think that they're right about everything. Men who have narcissistic behavior, definitely, this should have been number one, matter of fact. They definitely think that they're right about every fucking thing. There's no debating or compromising with the narcissist. Like, you're not going to get nowhere. It's going to dance in circles. This person's going to get you fucking dizzy. They give you a fucking headache. Because they don't let you speak, number one. They don't let you explain how you feel. Because they're not even listening to hear what you have to say. They're listening to with the intent to respond, like I said. They're not even worried about what you have to say. nothing you're saying is going to fix anything. They won't necessarily see a disagreement as a disagreement also. They'll just see it as them teaching you some truth. They don't want to hear you, won't understand you. Don't ever take the responsibility for their part in whatever issue that arises, whatever arguments that happen. They don't ever try to compromise. So in the end, you feel like you're guilty. You feel they have you. They try to play mind fuck you and manipulate you and make you feel like you're bugging out, and it's really them. So while ending the relationship is the best game plan with the narcissist, you know what I mean? It will make you feel crazy. The thing that drives a narcissist crazy is the lack of control. So when you don't give them that control anymore, they can start fucking out. Start throwing threats, try to play the victim role and make everyone around them, who they love, who they're close to, feel like you the problem and it's really them. And they know it because they've heard the same scenario with other women. And because they never think they're wrong, they never apologize about shit. They don't feel bad. They want you to feel bad. So that this inability to apologize can reveal itself in situations where your partner is obviously at fault, like showing up for a dinner reservation late. Or how about you have plans with them and you invite them to a family event and they purposely show up late, not calling when they said they would, canceling important plans last minute, like meeting your parents or your friends because they don't want to be around them because they know that they other people that love you are going to pick up on this. They panic when you try to break up with them. Oh, them niggas start fucking violating. They want to fucking be abusive. Mind you, they might have not been abusive the whole relationship, but let them know, like, it's over. I'm not going to deal with your manipulation. Them niggas want to put hands on you. As soon as you back away, a narcissist will try to much harder to keep you in their lives. At first, they may love bomb you. They'll say all the right things to make you think that they've changed when they really haven't, when they ain't shit. And as soon as they show up, they never actually change. Like, you ever been in a situation where you're like, you know what, this is over, I'm not fucking with you, but then days go by, you start feeling a little sad, like, damn, maybe I should apologize, maybe I'm wrong, maybe it's me. And you try to, like, take them back, and then they promise how, like, you know, I understand how you feel. And they come back and do the same fucking shit. Yo, bro, I've been through that. And when you show them you're really done, they lash out. So if you insist that you're done with the relationship and they make it their goal to hurt you by abandoning them, their ego is so severely bruised that it causes them to feel rage, hatred for everyone who wronged them. That's because everything is everyone else's fault, including the breakup. The result, they might badmouth you to save face. To make themselves feel better, they might make it seem like you're the fucking crazy one. And they do this probably about every relationship they get in. Or every conflict they get in, it's always the other person's fault. They might start immediately dating someone else. Usually a narcissist, they jump right into something else. You know what I'm saying? They might jump right into another relationship because they need that. They need to be needed. They need someone. So the result, the reason, right, is because a good reputation means everything to them. And they won't let anyone or anything interfere with that. They have a reputation with no. You ever seen somebody on social media not being themselves or even living a life on social media that they're not living a life in reality? You're just like, wow, that's a narcissist. So if you're in a relationship with someone with these, chances are you've already experienced it quite a bit. So being in a relationship with someone who always criticizing or gaslighting or not committing, it comes emotionally exhausting. And for your own sanity, you gotta let them motherfuckers go. Because I'm telling you, your sanity means more than love. How do you prepare for a breakup with a narcissist? Constantly remind yourself that you deserve better. Strengthen your relationships with your empathetic friends. Ones that understand you. Ones that have a heart. Ones who can empathize. Build a support and network with friends and family who can help you remind you what reality really is. Because sometimes being around a narcissist can fuck up your reality. Fuck up your dreams. Fuck up your goals. Because they don't have that. It will make you stagnant and become have so much resentment for them. Urge your partner to go to therapy or you get a therapist yourself. You cannot change a person with a narcissistic personality disorder. That's just it. Or make them happy about loving them enough or by changing yourself to meet their whims and desires. They will never be in tune with you, never empathetic to your experiences, and you will also feel empty. after an interaction with them. Narcissists can't feel fulfilled in relationships or in any area of their lives because nothing is ever special enough for them. Essentially, you'll never be enough for them because they never enough for themselves. The best thing you can do for someone with a narcissistic personality disorder is offer them no explanation. Offer no second chance. Break up with them and offer no second, third, or fourth chance. A narcissist will most likely make attempts at contacting you, harassing you with calls or texts once they fully process the rejection. But I recommend sometimes you gotta block them because sometimes, you know, we feel bad and we see a message. We might ignore. And so take that one message to get us to respond again. Right? And I'm not gonna say those things are easier said than done. But sometimes you have to do that in order to breathe easier so that we won't have two people going crazy. You know what I mean? They have manipulative behavior. So another common trait of a narcissistic person is being manipulative and controlling. A narcissist will at first try to please you, impress you, and eventually their own needs will always come first. So in the beginning, it may seem like they're showering you and so romantic and everything's about you and they worship the ground you walk on. But eventually, everything will unwrap and reveal itself. And they will always come first. So when relating to other people, narcissists will try to keep certain people a distance in order to maintain control. They may exploit others to gain something for themselves. You know what I'm saying? They're very arrogant. So people with narcissistic behavior see themselves as superior, like I've been saying. They become abusive or rude when they don't receive the treatment that they think they deserve. While they hold themselves superior, they may speak or act rudely toward others that they deem are inferior. They need to learn how to recognize their behavior. That's just number one. And with the right treatment, they can improve. It's not never, ever too late. It's not too late. They have an exaggerated sense of self-importance, like I've been telling you. They have these fantasies and they just run wild with it. They run wild with their delusions. I just think that if you're ever dealing with a person like that, just step out of the situation. It's no healing, especially if they have people around them enabling the situation or not making the situation any better. And you just have to wash your hands. And I hope this is helpful to anyone who's listening, who thinks that they're bugging and they're the one who needs. I mean, sometimes you need therapy behind dealing with a person like that. I love you guys. Thank you again for tuning in. Make sure you share this. Make sure you sign up again for my website, www.chafessup.com. That's www.C as in Charlie, H as in Harry, Y as in yellow, F as in Frank, E as in Edward, S as in Sam, S as in Sam, U as in umbrella, P as in Paul.com. Thank you.